We're joined now by Dan Patera, co-leader of civic engagement for Detroit Works Long-Term Planning. Dan, thanks for making time for us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
As you've been speaking with city residents, what are the main concerns you're hearing?
It is consistently that what we hear is really based on three things: safety for everybody, education, and health for everybody in the city.
What will you do with the information you've gathered?
The intention is that all the information that we've gathered really sort of centers on how to improve and create citywide strategies that are benefiting from what is happening at each neighborhood.
The way the city runs has changed from when you started this project, and now the city, of course, is in a consent agreement with the state. Does that impact your approach to this project, and does it also impact how city residents feel about it?
From the perception of the city resident, yes, it has, because there's a fear that the work that we are doing that is looking towards the future could be compromised by decisions that are happening today. The decisions we're making to the long term can help drive us beyond the short-term decisions.
You know, this project got off to a bit of a bumpy start, and even recently, there are reports that say Mayor Bing's office has already identified certain city neighborhoods as distressed, and now their plans to direct more resources towards more stable neighborhoods. And this apparently blindsided organizers and participants. In a process where trust between Detroit Works and community members is essential, how do you continue to build that level of trust?
That's a great question, because in last night's meeting, we had to confront that right off the bat. It has blindsided all of us, including myself. The work that's happening, whether it's the short-term actions or the long-term planning that we're working on, is really unprecedented. No other city has attempted to do what we're doing now. And that work then means that we will have success, but we also have things that maybe aren't so successful. And in terms of the analogy of the dance, we'll sometimes be in sync, and then other times we'll step on each other's toes, still trying to figure out how it is that we need to operate.
Something interesting that you're doing is an online video game called Detroit 24/7. So far, more than 900 people are playing this game.
Yes.
And it's an interesting way to reach out to the community. What does it do? What do you hope to accomplish with this game?
It is one of several tactics. We have about somewhere between 10 and 15 different methods that we're trying to engage people in beginning to exchange knowledge across many types of stakeholders around the city. Some people love to go to meetings. That's great. Other people don't. So online gaming is one of those ways. So it actually will deal with many of the same issues that we're dealing with in the community conversations, but done online. And we're attracting people that aren't going to meetings. So the intention is a further broadening out the constituency, the groups of people that we're affecting. Overall, by utilizing all these tactics, we've been able to engage close to 5,000 people in just a few month period. That's really quite wonderful in terms of meaningful interaction.
For our listeners in other parts of the state, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Flint, why should they care about the work you're doing?
Just like any state, all the parts of the state really work as a system. So Detroit is a major piece of the system, as well as places like Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo, and just as the Lower Peninsula and the Upper Peninsula work together as a system. So we should be concerned about how each other is doing, and also how do we connect with each other so each part of our state can benefit.
Dan Patera is co-leader of civic engagement for Detroit Works Long-Term Planning. He's also a professor of architecture at the University of Detroit Mercy. Dan, thanks for making time for us today.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.